Hello, this is Cat here. I'm just recording audio today. Smoking RJ. I haven't smoked J's recently because I'm not really working right now, so I don't really have a lot of money. But it's my 19th birthday. It's definitely better this year, or more so, at least my state of mind and all that kind of stuff, because I know last year I was close to killing myself on my 18th birthday, but that was because I just wasn't really doing too great mentally, and I wasn't talking to the greatest people. I still ain't. My friends really piss me off and stuff like that, but life gets better. That's just how it is. And, you know, you just kind of got to get through it. Just trying to get that lit correctly. But I haven't smoked bud in a while yet. You know, I love smoking bud because, first things first, it just, it goes down a lot better compared to the concentrates. Been smacking out of a cart recently. I don't know. I hate smacking out of carts. Feels like fast food. Because, like, at least with bud, right? It takes a little bit and don't do too much. Usually, it takes, you know, at least a little bit to actually kind of smoke it. You know, the concentrates, I mean, depending on how you're smoking, you can smoke it out of one of those Wahoo Papa Jacks or something like that. Something that makes no sense. You smoke it out of just like chat or something like that, but that's way too much. I don't really care though, but and it's not really good, I don't care. I don't know. So, I'm gonna put it out there. So it's like, I don't know. Anyways, so I think about. So tomorrow's gonna be my birthday. That's gonna be nice. Quite excited for that. I don't know what I'm gonna get for my birthday. I wanted to go hiking with a few friends, but as you know, my friends fucking suck dick and can't really. I don't know. I don't think they're gonna go hiking with me. I can't even get them to go outside, dude. That's the thing that sucks about people nowadays. No one ever wants to go outside. I'll go outside more, but just the cold weather's getting to me more. And I don't know. Just like, Well, guys, so I go outside pretty well now. It's a little, the weeks have been going by slow. But I don't know. This is my first audio recording going on my website, and I've been working on. It's just kind of something I've been working on while trying to teach myself coding a bit more. So they'll probably go in there so people can hear my voice and stuff. I'm still working on my voice because of voice training, but I don't really talk to anyone. So whenever I talk to people, my speech is always super bad and I can't explain things. Which is what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to get better at it, and I think recording it is a good way how to do that. I got super anxious at first, like, oh, people are gonna think of, like, schizophrenic, talking to myself and everything like that, but I'm not even, like, talking to myself. I'm talking to a literal little machine in front of me, a little audio recorder. My phone's dead. I'm hoping I get a new phone tomorrow. You know, people suck. You should have been the best. You ever do anything, people never forgive you. That's what sucks. People just suck. I'm thinking of just embracing, like, the philosophy, like, people just don't matter as long as they're close to you. And if, like, if it's a random person that you don't know, then they don't matter that much. But at the same time, well, okay, random people you don't know matter, but, and people that you know, like, and talk to all the time matter. The people that don't matter are the kind of people that just kind of are, just cause you problems in life and stuff like that. Whenever, like, there is no need to, like, do any of that kinds of stuff. Like, my friend, Jules, for example, they're an online friend of mine. They absolutely don't want to talk to me, and there's also another friend called Ryan. They absolutely don't want to talk to me, and the thing is, they really hurt me, and I thought in the end, oh, it was something I did wrong, but no, just people suck. The thing that's nice, at least, is with, like, no talk, like, people that don't hurt you as much, at least, like, directly or meaningfully, like, meaningfully, I mean, like, my friend will call me a dumbass, right? Then I'll realize, I think that friend's a dumbass. My friend Doug's an example. He's, God, this dude's so fucking stupid sometimes, I swear to fuck. He pisses me the fuck off. I'd literally tell that to his face. Really stupid. Like, this little man literally fell for the scam on Discord, lost all his games, and was only, like, just crying, bitching about it, not at least messaging the support. I just, and this motherfucker, he could just, he's like, you tell the cops or anything about this, like, because I was paying for this healthcare service, and it was for hormone therapy, and they sent something to me by accident, and they can't take it back because it's the pharmacy's thing. And I'm like, dude, you can't just tell a cop and everything like that, oh, this person, like, it's just how it is. Like, I just have to pay for it. That's how it is with, like, medical stuff. And it's like, he's like, oh, but you can get a refund and all these things. I'm like, dude, you don't know what you're talking about. Just shut the fuck up. And he's like calling me a dumbass and everything like that. And like, man, the only people that call people dumbasses are just dumbasses. I would never call anyone just a dumbass out of just anger like that. Whenever I'm angry with someone, I try to keep myself level-headed as much as I can, because that's all you can really do. Like, out of everything, the only thing you can do in any situation is just try to keep yourself level-headed until the end of it. That's whenever you can cry and pay about it. Like, I'm not telling you to repress everything, and like, if you don't repress anything, then you're an absolute bitch. No, you can't fucking repress shit, because once that, it'll just come back as something else. You have to express it in some way. Like, I'm expressing my anger through audio recording right now. You can't just not do anything about your problems. Like, they're gonna stay there. If you kill yourself, that's one thing I sort of had a problem with. It's just, I kind of like kill yourself thinking and everything like that. But that's because it's ingrained in my brain by like all kinds of fucked up people and stuff. So, if you do that, it's not gonna solve your problems either. All you gotta do is just face up to your problems wherever you can. Like, you just have to take it and get through it. It's crazy how strong people are. How people can get through basically everything. But if people aren't super strong, you gotta at least be aware of your limitations as like a living creature and all that. But yeah, it's like you just gotta implement a lot of like different things like stoicism. Just like, it's just life. Like, it's just the plain acceptance that life just kind of sucks sometimes. But you know, life doesn't have to suck. People are like staying in their basements, don't get any sunlight, all these things, and then turning into these like literal shitheads online because like they don't fucking do shit. And like literally everyone is like that. Like even the people that say, oh, you're not shitty. Like, no. Even the people that say, like, I hate shitheads, you know, like all these things and like liberalized people. It's like, it's the same thing with the conservatives and like all these liberal people and like not even just that, like these fucking center people or something like that. They don't actually care about anything. All they do is they sit on their phones and shit. Don't even go outside. Fuck, man. It's noise fuck out. Like, if you want to see someone, and if you want to, like, actually help the world, go outside and, like, I don't know, do something. You don't do anything by just talking online and stuff. I mean, you do something, you go online and talk about stuff, but and talking about stuff is good. Just talking in real life with people. And even then, the people in real life, I don't know, I feel like they gotta stop being dicks. That's what I feel. People in real life gotta stop being dicks. People online gotta stop being dicks. That's really bad. I mean, maybe not. Stop being dicks, but at least, like, admit to themselves that they're dicks. Because that's dicks. That's what dicks never do. They never admit to themselves that they're dicks. Like, I know I'm a bit of a dick, but I'm not a big one. It just kind of sucks sometimes. It's part of being human. I would never be too mad at someone for being a jerk, because it's just communication all around. I think too, there needs to be more quiet places. I just get kind of anxious and stuff like that, because, you know, it's a busy, talkative world. People talk all the time and hear things. Places like away from the cars, and like just a place where you can just sit down and think. At least here, I know it's really quiet in the country and stuff like that. Like, I go to my girlfriend's house, and sometimes that place is so quiet, and I don't know, it's nice. But the thing is, that's when people do bad things, so must watch out. And, that's why you just always keep yourself secure. And you always, like, practice, like, just keeping your body healthy. Just for, like, any scenarios like that. And it's just caring for yourself. Same reason why you keep a whole bunch of stuff and you don't like sell your data online and stuff like that. I don't know. I try not to. Just stay safe. But I don't like technology. I think my problem is I've been consuming too much tech news, and it's like, I don't know, it's scary to think about in terms of like all of that with the current situation, Russia and Ukraine. The thing that sucks is first things first, I can't get any outside resources, at least because I'm not connected to any outside VPNs in other countries right now. So I'm gonna try to figure that out, just because, like, I'm just curious what's happening. Like, honestly, I don't know if I think of the whole situation. I would wish Ukraine had enough strength to protect its own self, but I also, there's also having to watch out for, like, a whole bunch of things and everything. It's just geopolitics, and it's so complicated. I don't like to think too much about it, but I think about it at least whenever I feel a little bit more confident to comment on stuff like that. But I do believe it is, like, a thing for a country to have its own independence. Like, I believe in, like, little micro-nationalism, things like that, and little states, I guess, something like that, and all having their own companies. So, neoliberalism is more so about, like, American companies, things like this, American tech giants over really tech giants. Oh, hey, it's a bunch of ducks. Oh, geese. Hello, geese. Hi. Geese are pretty nice. You just let them do their own thing. It is so beautiful in the sky right now. I love it. At least for my 19th birthday, I get to see this whole gigantic, beautiful sky in front of me. There's no clouds. No clouds at all. That is just amazing, dude. Bless the moon. I say the moon. I don't think this literally. I say the moon is nice enough in giving me a beautiful sky tonight. That's what I say. It is so beautiful and so wonderful. And it is so lit up too. I love it. Oh my god. It's cold, but, you know, I can live through cold. Some people can't, but I can. It is so beautiful. Look at that. I'm gonna be walking a little bit more. This is my birthday jaywalk. That's what I said. But I'm not actually jaywalking. I wouldn't jaywalk. Because, I don't know. It's just too risky to me. Why would you risk? It's like that one thing that makes sense. Like, but also it doesn't make sense. Like, if you jaywalk and get hit, you're gonna be hurt. But if you jaywalk, if you don't jaywalk, you're not gonna get across the side super fast. That's why, I don't know. I feel like just people should, I think the law is there to encourage safety. And that's good. At least, because some people will do that. But, I mean, you know, people will do it regardless of the law, I feel like. So, it also doesn't make much sense. It's a little funny thing about humans. That's what I consider it. The little spur of chaoticness. Chaos. Things like that. I keep saying things like that, because it's usually the thing I return to whenever I'm anxious. I'm trying to work on those. I'm trying to pick it up so I can not repeat certain tidbits of language and feel more confident about my words. It's always good to pick up on your language and analyze yourself like a little robot. Just picking apart your brain and stuff. What you say, what you do. all a process. You get better at it over time. And if you're like me, you suck a lot whenever you're younger, but you get slowly better at it. You're gonna, like, crack a few eggs, I say. And that's gonna always end up badly. That's okay. Usually your most negative voice too is always remember is, you know, bad things. If you're ever thinking negatively, just talk to yourself out loud, because then you can hear yourself. That's what my one friend does, but he's a little bit of an asshole still. So he's a little bit of a narc. So just keep in mind, don't be a narc though. If you just talk to yourself and you know what a little bit of being a narc is, then you can get through it on your own, that kind of stuff. It just takes work. Sometimes too, it's not just work, it's a little bit of chemicals and stuff. Just all depends who you are. But yeah, that's what it is. I think anyone that calls themselves like a label, like a liberal or conservative or just anything, just kind of sucks. But I also feel like, I don't know. I think people who also support a lot of the present people, but don't call them anything, kind of suck, because, like, they're still not thinking of anything, like, outside the box to, or, well, looking for better ways how to, not control, like, at least, like, guide the world, I guess. I feel like that's how most politicians should think to themselves, is, like, more of a guide than an authority figure. Because I think, like, whenever people, like, whenever someone does something, like, bad, right, in the world, it's never like, hey, you shouldn't do that, because it's bad. Or, like, at least, like, in a religious sense, too, like, you shouldn't do that, because, something against the Ten Commandments, or something like that. Instead, it's like, if you do that, you'll go to jail. It's not even, like, religious, or at least on like a more human level anymore. It's just straight up words. Like, there's not at least any thread bit of understanding. But I think that's also how it's been for a while. Because it's always been associated with power. Anyway, I guess maybe the world was never like that. More so. And I want a world still that would be towards that. Like, never mind the past or anything like that. I don't like how it currently is, or it's like that. It's not understanding. And being understanding is just being humble and stuff. Like, I remember whenever I was skipping class once, the principal was like, hey, why are you skipping class? And I'm like, I just didn't feel like it. He's just like, he didn't even ask me how I didn't feel like it. He was like, that's the most ridiculous thing I've heard ever since I've worked here. And I was like, dang, that's crazy. I must be making some kind of movement here. But I was like, yeah, I just don't feel like it, dude. Because it's not, I just was depressed. Wasn't doing anything. I didn't feel like I was learning anything. The teachers didn't really help and all that. It was just, I give up, dude. You can't just say, like, that's the most ridiculous thing. Like, you gotta at least try to understand me. And the thing is, the guidance counselor wasn't trying to understand me. She was just, like, saying, in, like, a whole bunch of stuff, like, about, like, getting a drug and all these things. And it's like, you're supposed to help me out with mental stuff. This is pretty mental, dude. This isn't, like, just normal day of the things. I mean, who knows? They don't put a lot of, they put a lot of funding into it. They just don't have the, they don't really look into the specifics of anything. How these things operate in systems. Anyways, I'll see you.